We're holding in the Perek Aleph still, and I wanted to touch on something here and then speak a little bit from what he speaks over here, something that's Negea, a little bit in Yonad Yom Purim and so on. We were holding, if I remember correctly, somewhere in page 3 or so, where he speaks about, he starts the Perek by saying every animal that was created, every entity has its own tachlis. The tachlis is something that's built into the animal. It's what the norm of that animal's function is. He then says it can't be Adam, that the function of Adam is the same as the function of Bal Chai, meaning to use a seichel just for eating and drinking, etc. Bal Korch, there must be things that are unique to Adam as Adam, and this is going to be unique to Klal Yisrael. He says, Omnam, I think pretty much, Kol Amin Mibne Adam, the Efshe Shom Kol Mimailas Nafshom, on page 3 on the left side. It's not Shayach that everybody should be equal in terms of their Maila. The Imshe Kol Mine Ibne Adam Shom Meturapne Minyanem, even though everybody's physically the same, there's no real difference. Einam Shovim B'mashesh Chelek Mem Yisrael Lekayim Zulosom. They are not equal in terms of their spiritual aptitude. K'mashidua. K'nevu avruch ha-kodesh ha-shechina m'yuchodim bo-yoham ha-shevocha ha-shem yisboruch mizula shar amem akum. Klal Yisrael was unique in Nevuah. Kuzari speaks a lot about this. This is the point that he makes about what makes Klal Yisrael unique. V'ein sofik k'nevuah achonas nefesh ba-adam, achonas b'nefesh adam. Your person needs a certain aptitude for Nevuah, which is unique to Klal Yisrael. V'timtza achonas yisim yuchodim bo ha-om ha-shevocha ha-shem yisboruch. And Klal Yisrael is the Am that has that aptitude unique. Okay. So basically his point is that in terms of what's unique about Adam, Klal Yisrael has it in its sharpest format, and it expresses itself in terms of Nevuah and that Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though mitzvahs, Zayin mitzvahs in the Noach, are a chiyuv on everybody. Every Jew has a chiyuv zayin mitzvah Noach. Every Adam has a chiyuv zayin mitzvah Noach. Everybody in the world, kol bo'y olam, that do good things gets char and so on. But in terms of nevuah, that's unique to Klal Yisrael. I want to speak a little bit about this nekuda in our context. Haman's kitrug on Klal Yisrael was. He said, "Yeshna am echad mifuzo mifored bein amim bechol midinas machasecha." There's a nation that's dispersed between all the amim, and the Gemara dashin, Chazal dashin, backwards and forwards. What that is exactly? V'daseim shoneis mikol am, and their religion or their religious activities are different than anybody else's religious activities. V'estos amelachena oisim. And they don't do what the king asks, and it doesn't pay for the king to leave him. So, three out of the four tainis make sense. Mefuzafred ben amim is a reason why it's easier to conquer them, or why it's more dangerous, and so on. Dose melachena oisim, that they don't do what you're supposed to do, the government wants them to pay taxes, they don't, the government wants them to send the army, they don't, etc., etc. Good taina. And it doesn't pay to keep him around. Also good time. Those three tainis are good tainis. The same shoneis mikol om. What does it mean? He's saying it himself. The Paras and Modai was a melting pot of hundreds of religions. There's nowhere it says that Achashverosh enforced. Like the Greeks had a certain Hellenist mahalach that everybody had to toe, and Rome had the primacy of their gods, and Babel had the Avodah Zarah. I don't find anything like it in Parasamada. Parasamada was bika, the banquet, and the religious activities were very, very, very tolerant. It doesn't say, and he says it, Shainis mikol am, the different other nations, Well, so I don't understand. There's 99, there's 127 Medinas. So there are 126 religions that are different. And what's the problem with this one? What does it mean? It's different than the other religions. And that's his taina. Chazal say that he came along, that he taina, they have two unifications. Shehi ayoyim, pehi ayoyim. That Shabbos hayoyim, Pesach hayoyim. So the pasuk is they don't work enough days. But I don't know. In Mechatesa, the Goyim didn't have any days off during the week. I don't know. Was Shabbos more? I don't know. It's a hard time. As if Mele Shabbos Hayoyim comes once a year, once a week you have Shabbos. So let's say they didn't have a rest day in those days, and Klai Yisrael had Pesach once a year. Was it such a terrible thing that they? It says you tell the Jew come to work. He tells you it's either Shabbos or Pesach. I don't know. It's hard to understand what it means over here. The Maral speaks over here in Or Chodesh. That's his Seif on the Megillah. So he says that the Taina of the same Shanis Mikol Am is that their religion focuses on the beyond Teva. In other words, most ideologies and systems tend to provide a good framework for a successful society. He calls them the Dasis Nemusiois, which is a common description of a social type of structures. And Klal Yisrael is busy with things that are, he says, called ki dasem shenis mikol am ve'ein lem das nimusis shutikin ha-medina. They don't have their religion doesn't deal with the practical aspect of social structure. That's more or less what he says. So he says, so Ramal explains that the time the same shenis was on this nekuda, that their dossels deal with things that are not, and b'meila they don't do dossel amela because they're opgelos and these and young. That's more or less what he explains it here. And then he goes to Arichas. We'll see soon what he says. I mean, I'll try to talk about this in yet. Another place it says Moshe Rabbeinu asked in Parshas Kisisa, he asked from Klal Yisrael, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'neflinu Aniva Mecha, I want to be set aside from, Kazo should be set aside from the other Umis Ha'ilam. And he said, V'neflinu Aniva Amcha Mikola Omas Abne Adama, I want to be unique. So Rashi says, because Chazal, that he asked for two things, for three things. He asked that Klal Yisrael have Nevuah, and that Umas Ha'olam don't have Nevuah. V'niya muvdolim b'davar zeh mikol am, and he says that Klal Yisrael should have Nevuah, and Umas and Goyim should not have Nevuah. What exactly is the issue with the Umas Ha'olam having Nevuah? I mean, that he wants Klal Yisrael to have Nevuah, fine. That he doesn't want Umas Ha'olam, like, what's the Tzarasayin? And if you really think about it, that's what the pasuk means. The pasuk says, "V'neflinu ani ve'amcha v'kol am." I want to be different. That's what he says. I want to be different. V'neflinu means to be different. So it's not the pshat tuva kashas. I like nevuah, and also, by the way, I don't want any goyim to have nevuah. He's saying, I want Klal Yisrael to be miyuchad. What's the arena within which that yichud expresses itself is nevuah. So it's interesting about nevuah specifically. The Moshe Rabbeinu says this should become the hallmark of Klal Yisrael, and it should be something which is the Klal Yisrael should become distinct, and its distinction expresses itself in nevuah. So I want to try a little bit to explain this inyan over here. It touches on something which is very much the heart of Klal Yisrael. It says when we make Havdalah on Shabbos, so we mention three Havdalahs, and the Havdalah of Oren Choshech, Kodesh Nechoil, and Yisrael and Amim. In other words, those are, when we boil down the Musig of Havdalah and the Bria, those are the Havdalahs we come up with. So the Maral speaks, the Maral has a very interesting arichus about the following topic. It seems as if Yayin Nesech or Stam Yenam was a big issue in his days. People were real wine connoisseurs, and they really, really liked drinking, and they had all sorts of, they had a lot of desire for Goyish wines. I guess Kedem wasn't as good as it is today, and they didn't have the full length, they didn't have Bartenuriot, maybe they didn't have all the other ones. And it seemed to be, because the Maral in four places, he writes a whole conscious, really, really, I mean, searing about how terrible it is, and what kind of chil Hashem that people use dafka goyish wine for dalit kaisis. I mean, that's why he writes it in Gvuras Hashem, and they enter their mitzvah, and each one, because this was occasions when people used it. And amazing. I find, you know, people always say, what kind of terrible door. Every door had its own share of nisyonos, and he writes about the rabbanim that look aside and this and that. Very, very sharp polemic. Yes, a few issues that the Maral speaks about, practical issues that he goes to, and everything that he touches goes to town on. And Yayin Nesech seems to have been a very important one. But he addresses the issue in the following way, even though he also speaks fire and brimstone about the practical, the people, and so on and so forth. He always tackles these issues with a certain premium. That's the Maral. It's not. He says people have the following argument. They say, it says in the Gemara that there were geyser on yainim and shum benoisim, benoisim shum davacha. The geyser on yain was in order not to mix with, not to marry the goyim. And that also stepping to Avodah Zarah. So he says people feel, come on, I mean, I'm going to have a, I guess that's the way he describes it, that people make light of it in that way. So the Maral says they have it all wrong. They don't begin to understand what Chazal meant. And he says Chazal meant since wine can bring to Arayas. Arayas is the ultimate in Dveikus, being misdabik to somebody. Now, it is the nature of wine, Kalos Rosh, Gedola Legima Makaris Abrios, that it does serve as the first step towards getting close to somebody, which eventually could be marriage. The problem doesn't lie in the marriage at the end. The problem lies in the kirva itself. In other words, Klal Yisrael needs the property of Havdalah. Havdalah is how it defines itself. And we'll explain a little bit soon. But the Hagdorah of Klal Yisrael is Havdalah, and anything that is Hefech Havdalah in itself destroys the fabric of Klal Yisrael. So it's not the pshat because we're afraid that this person is going to actually marry the shiksa. An activity that for somebody could lead to it, meaning it's a kirev activity, then it's, that already is pasul mitzad atzmai. Then that itself is means you're no longer a muvdal from that other. That is the way the Maral describes it. And he goes by Richos, he describes it here also. It says, Hein Am Levoda Dishkoin. Klal Yisrael's Hein Am Levoda Dishkoin, Bilam said. He said the letters He and Nun are the letters in the Aleph base that don't have a Zivuk. Aleph goes with Yud, with Tes, and if you keep Aleph with the Tes, the Beis with the Ches, and so on. And when you get to the Hey stands alone, and the Hey goes with a Hey in order to make ten, and the same thing in the tens, it's like that. The Yud will go together with the tzadi, and so on, the nun is left alone. So hein am levodet yishkon, the letters of hey and nun are the letters of things that are distinct and apart. That's the way the Maral describes it. So he says the mitzvah of Christ lies in that distinctness. It's not just a chetimtza, not to be close, so not to be influenced, but it carries that nekuda itself. Let's explain why. Let's explain what that inyan is. We think of the goyim and Christ, the goyim as being bad people, and Oivavera and Christ as being good people, and possibly being affected by it. It's loved up. That's not the first dafkamina. The goyim are called goyei ha'aratzos. They are the nations of the lands of the world. Goyei ha'aratzos. When Klal Yisrael, actually the lower elements of Klal Yisrael are called Am Ha'aretz, but Goyim are called Goyei Ha'aretz. The Hanchel Elyon Goyim Yisrael Gvul is Amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave nations their makom in this world. So that means that every Ummah is part and parcel of this world and the Seder of this world. And in that sense, it relates to what the Maral says over here. They're part of nature. They are part of the natural world of Someach and Domeim and Balchai and people. They have a tzar hashava with everything else. That's why they're called Goyei Ha'aretz. Klal Yisrael has in itself a nekuda that doesn't have anything in common with that. We spoke about it last time a bit, and let's just sharpen this nekuda. If a person says doing chesed is an effective way to run a society, the Gdola scientists were oimed on the problem of, in a world that consists of nature and evolution, what makom is there for chesed? How could people do chesed? Why would people do chesed? And so on and so forth. So they thought about it, and they said, you know, it actually works well for society, and that's why those genes lasted. So the altruism gene lasted because it helps promulgate society. So that means they took chesed and reduced it to something that has a common denominator with the gene for eating celery. Eating celery is healthy, and that's why it stayed. Doing chesed is healthy, and that's why it stayed. So it's different things contribute to your health and your welfare. But it took something that be'etzem should have been from a different sphere and incorporated it part of this mitzvah. That's what it did. That's the hefech of the point that he's talking about. It took things that are shemayim dik, that are be'etzem, should have been muvdal, and they're not. The hallmark of something ruchnius for us is that it has no association with anything that is gashmius. It's going back, I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, I guess, there was an interview with Salvechik from Yeshiva University in a Hebrew newspaper. This is when in Eretz Yisrael they were still kind of traditional, even the Friar people, and he makes a remark that he despises the people that preach Yiddishkeit because it's a healthy, wonderful life system, helps us sleep well at night, eat well, and generally be happy and content. It's difficult, it's tormenting, and the reason to do it is because it's emes, and not because you patch a bayichel and it makes you feel good. You know, it's sort of, psychologists have come up, it's the best way to do this, best way to do that, the best way to do that. It might be the most difficult way to do it, and it's done because it's emes, and because you have to do it. The reverting Torah into a sort of a self-help type of thing, it has its drawback in the fact that it's mishutif the thing. Now, the truth be said again, when you makar of somebody, that might be the only way to go. You can't take somebody to paraduma. You know, it doesn't. I mean, you can't take for somebody who has no musik. There are always things that are a bridge. Shabbos has in itself of this and of this. I'm not on the practical level. yes, when you reach out, you have to do these bridges because that's the mitzvahs of it. That's why Falosh's writings are all geared for acting as a bridge to take a person from the crassly material to the spiritually beneficial material and so on. That's the way it goes. But in Iker, the understanding of Ruchnius is, Ruchnius is defined as that which doesn't connect to the world. The tzitzis are not only good when it's cold outside, an extra woolen beggar would be nice, when it's quite toasty outside, and you still wear a tzitzis because it has it comes from a different world. It has nothing to do with this world. That's the pshat in the Havdalah. The things that we have that were mavdil, Oyer and Chayshach are very interesting. Most everything else in the world, even things that we think are opposite, can coexist to some degree. In other words, water and fire are supposed to be opposites, but you can get steam. You can get something which has, you know, you had the burr, it was a nace, but it was the two work together, and you have steam. You put water on fire, you get something. There is something that has minei u'minei. Oyer and Choshech are the two things that have no, they do not overlap a whit, nothing. If there's or, there's no Choshech, there's Choshech, there's no or. There's no a little bit like this, a little bit like that. It's wherever there's an akud of or, there's no Choshech, wherever there's an akud of Choshech, there's no or. Or is something that's there only when there's no Choshech, and vice versa. So it's interesting. Rashi says on Shabbos, he says Vayichulu, he says, you know, Vayichalakim Ayimashmi and so on. So Rashi says a person has a problem with Ben Hashmashes by Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Ben Hashmashes. So what's the point of that? I mean, you talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu. He could take the shower exactly till like slice, you know, to slice it like on the. What does that mean? It means that Ben Hashmashes is a mirage. In other words, Ben Hashmashes is not. It's like a baseball. It's keharif ayin. There's no metzias to Ben Hashmashes. Ben Hashmashes is our personal shortcoming, not the shortcoming of Oren Choshech. Oren Choshech can't coexist. We don't have the clear definition to define a way Oren Choshech. It's like when you pass something from a suffix. When you look at asking, say maybe it's kosher, maybe it's not kosher. I'm not going to use it. It's not a maybe. You're a maybe. There's a klal in Gemara. Places has it in a few places. There's no suffik klap ishmaya. The Torah can never give you a din machma suffik. It can give you a din what you should do on your suffik. But lamashal kvi couldn't be unless it was a min suffik. The Torah itself doesn't have any sfeikis. And that's why between Or and Choshech, the emesis, there should be a sharp line between Or and Choshech. For us, it's blurred because of the shortcomings of us. Shabbos is the only mitzvah, really, that excludes umes ha'olam bedafka. V'lo nesata Hashem l'kenet goya rotzis. That the same goya rotzis that we talk about don't have Shabbos. Nochesh Hashem v'chayv misa. It's the only other thing that it says a goy can't do is learn Torah. And that's because it's Megidrei Gzeila, we're afraid they'll take it. Whatever it is, the only mitzvah that I can think of that has that exclusion is Shabbos in it. Because Shabbos is something which has a bedafka exclusion of Umas Olam, and that's, how can we say it? It's a mother thing. We say Shemen Esra. At night we say Atta Kedashta. Very good. I understand that. It makes it, it's beautiful. But in the morning, what do you mean? And he didn't give anything else on tefillin, on tzitzis, on no other mitzvah was given to Umas Olam. It's kilu Shabbos was. The Torah says because Shabbos is a chelek of it's a yom that's mufka from the it's a zman that's mufka from zmanim, and the Nela, the nekud of Avdolah is shayach specifically to that. So you have Klal Yisrael. What the Maral says is Klal Yisrael's Metzius is defined by the Havdalah. It's because there are parts of us that cannot in any way connect with Umas Olam. They don't have anything in common with Umas Olam. That's where you get the Yichud HaKaisel. And that's what the Maral says when he speaks about Stam Yenam. He says, it's not because you'll come to marry the Shiksa. Because that seems to have been their taina. He lists three or four tainas that people taina back. Nah, what are you talking about? I'm going to have a drink in the bar and that's why I'm going to marry. Shiksa can't be. He says, any activity which has in itself kirva to Masoilam is a hafka of Yichud HaKol Yisrael. That's the way he explains it. The taina of Haman of Yisrach Dosayim Shoinois means, the Maral says it means that they have a different, they have a world of chukim as opposed, Rav Tzadik, it's funny, Rav Tzadik says, come out to say Malach, just a little bit of his own language. He says, the Maral says, the Elam Das Nimusis Shutikin Amedina. They don't profess to have a political system, a system of social structure. The Rav Tzadik says they were beikar on choik as opposed to mishpat. They were fine with the chelkatayis mishpat, but a choik bothered. But in other words, their das expresses the shayin's kol amim. And let's understand this nekuda. And the Maral says it in his language. The Maral says over here that Nevuah is different. Each person has a different aptitude for Nevuah, not only between the Umas, but even Klal Yisrael, there must be a different aptitude. And the Maral said a reason. We think of him last time. That which is in common for everybody becomes a type. It becomes a species. It becomes not, in other words, so that's also a teva. If everybody does X, everybody does Y, if everybody responds in a certain way to a certain thing, that's teva. So it has to be, Nivu has to be unique. So he says, Daseyim Eshoinais means all other umos, you can sort of trace a common denominator on their hanhagis. You can say, They all seem to have X, they all seem to have Y, they have Z. Comparative religion makes sense in all the religions. Klal Yisrael is the same shoinos because the be'etzim different than, because it defies being part of a common denominator with other inyanim. It's not only b'mikra, but that's the point of the religion. The point of the religion is that when it comes to ruchnius, when it comes to Kiragash Baruch Hu, it's shayness. That's it's a religion of difference, of Havdalah. There's a famous word from the Pshischa. It said in his style, he said, Vestaseim shayness mikol amim, he says, their religion is to be different than the other people. That's the way he says it. And it's funny, it comes across as a nice vertel, it comes across as a sharp vertel, but it's the oimik of what the Maral is saying, what Reb Tzadik, it's his style, his chrifas, that it's a religion of being different, of being shayna. That's the reason why we asked before, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal v'niflinu, ani v'amcha, and he was mispal two things, that Klal Yisrael should have nevuah, and Umas Olam should not have nevuah. Nevuah is the thing that describes the shoinus aspect. It's the chelik of ruchnius that doesn't fall under a klal. Let me give you the makom where it says it most sharply. The Rambam says, the Rambam lists how does a person get to nevuah. He goes through it in Yisrael Torah and so on. And then he says, once a person has done all these steps, sometimes nevuah comes, sometimes it doesn't come. In other words, how to be a tzaddik, you take the Mesilas Yesharim and you follow it from the first perek to the last perek, you make a siyum on it, you're a tzaddik. You also have to keep what he says, but basically, there's no ifs, ands, and buts. If you did what the Mesilas Yesharim said from A to Z, you're a tzaddik. That's, and you're, you know, you're a tzaddik, you're a naki, you're a parosh, you're a chassid, and so on. The only thing that you can't be assured of is nevuah. Nevuah, you can do everything that's required, and sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't get it. That's part and parcel of nevuah. It's not because it's so difficult, it's unpredictable if you'll succeed or not. Nevuah is unpredictable because it doesn't fall under any klal whatsoever. So therefore, the Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah that Kansel should be muvdal or miyuchad is that is expressed in nevuah. Kansel should have nevuah. Nevuah is a tefisa in ruchnius that is shayna. In other words, every person is made by another person. It falls under no klal. There's no yiratzen and there's no kufis stock you can give to get nevuah for sure. Everything else you can muftach. Everything else you can assure, and you just find the right kupa with the right amount of money, and you're assured of some yeshua in some way. But in nevuah, you're not assured of anything. That's nevuah. And in that nekuda, Klausel should find this havdalah from Umas Ha'ilam. That's what he said over here. I was thinking, that's the pshat, said the same shayin as Chazal say, that Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. So we said, you know, Bela Shabbos Hayim, okay, comes once a week. I don't know if the Goyim had Yom Tovim that often, once a week after that rest day, and that's okay. So Shabbos, they have a problem with. Pesach is once a year. So, I mean, once a year, you don't forgive somebody a day off. So the answer, I was thinking, the two Yom Tovim that are Mavdil Klaus of Musa Olam are Shabbos, like we said, Lonesata. It's something which is Akam Shabbos Chayv Misa. It's a day that of all the mitzvahs, the only one that Akam is excluded from, and because it's something that's mudal from the world. In other words, Shabbos is a hafkor from the world be'etzim. That's what Shabbos is: the day of not being part of this world, the day of not being a chelik of derech eretz of the world. And Pesach was the day when Kal Yisrael was Atav Chatanu. It's when Klal Yisrael was, the Makkos were Mavdil between Mitzrayim and Yisrael, and it was the Zman when Klal Yisrael became Nidl from Yisraelim. That was the particular time to them. Now those two Yom Tovim are the Yom Tovim that are Mafkia Klal Yisrael. I want to, I guess, go back a little bit to and speak about a few minutes, just we have left to speak about what's Nagia to us a little bit. It's the first time in probably 500 years that Klal Yisrael actually enjoys its host. Spain was the last place, and the 1400s was no good. The whole 1400s wasn't good. But after that, there wasn't any place that they wanted you or you wanted them. The she'ifa to become a Polak or a Kozak wasn't great. There wasn't, people Olenu, occasionally people Shmadla Olenu for practical reasons. But it wasn't, there wasn't no sense of, there was no desire to be part of it. Today, Baruch Hashem, on the one hand, we do have a situation where the host is pleasant, and you can always find this, that, other thing, but by and large, it's a pleasant host, and you can be objective and say there's a lot of mitukonim shebehem. There's a lot of things mitzad the mindset and the ruach, which is positive, and definitely civilized and positive and nice and so on. Those are all things that we definitely should be thankful for. And you can call a spade a spade. But you need to understand that for what you are be'etzim, there's no makom kesha whatsoever. And it has to express itself in Havdalah. In Havdalah in the sense, like it says that any interaction that carries within itself interacting as a pleasant activity. It's all right. Person has a business deal that he needs to take care of, and he needs a lunch for it. So, Seder, that's okay. That, you know, that's part of the doing business. But there's a step further than that, and then you're just part of that culture. There's a in halacha, chukas ha'amim is a hard hagdara, but by and large, a hagdara that comes across in halacha is something that they do because it's useful, smart, you know, whatever. That's fine. That's not chukas ha'amim. So if people wear fur coats, so wearing a fur coat is warm, and in the winter it's fine. When anything that's cultural is that's called chukos. You know, chuk is something, it can't be reduced to logic, it's rather part of who you are. It's an expression of self, it's an expression of things that are beyond those. And it's not the pshat, we have the same thing. You really think that if I'm going to go to X or to Y or to Z, I'm going to become a guy? Nah. You know, don't the bells are... Bells was had a big kanos from Minhagim, very very big kanos from Minhagim, and upkeep very much in there in Yanim. It was one of the, and the in Europe, there was one some sort of get together. They wanted the Bells of Rav to come to get together with more modern rabbanim. I don't remember the overall context of it, but there would have been a lot of toelos in it, and he agreed. And then he said, he called it off, he said no. So they asked him why. He said, listen, there's no such thing as meeting with another person without coming across to the person, without, you know, sort of giving something to the other person. So he was thinking, what could he compromise on? So he settled on, by Siddush Eden, Friday afternoon, one of the important activities is to cut your nails. And the Gemara says that a chassid burns his nails, and there is a minute. I still remember there was a Rebbe lived in Lower Sodom, also Rebbe. He had this big knife, like a very sharp knife that he used for different things, and you cut a little bit of wood off the table that you sit and learn on, and you burn it together with the nails. And the kpeda is on a three-legged table or four-legged table. I don't remember which one. I've become a little bit lucky in these inyanim. So he said he was willing to be mevata that b'shas hadchak you could use the other type of table. I don't remember the 3 or 4 one. And then he said no. He said legufa shalinyan. He said I could be mevata, but once the havdalah is broken, then the floodgates are open. The slippery slope is there, and you don't know where you'll end up with that. I just use it as kind of a mush, but it's understand that Chalal Yisrael's Metzias is the makom where Umas Olam have no shaychus to whatsoever. The part of Yiddishkeit that you can explain to the guy is not the part of Yiddishkeit that puts the stamp of the same shyness on us. And the same shyness is Chalal Yisrael, and it creates enmity. The Duran and Drash Duran says that it's because we have so many dinim that set us aside. You go out to eat with a guy, you can drink Diet Coke, basically. That's the norm, or the patsch with some sort of kosher dinner. And so everyone knows what it's like to prep a kosher when everybody else is dining, and you entertainment, and et cetera, et cetera. And it almost seems as if the tachas of all these mitzvahs is just to keep you away from society. And the answer is yes. It's the only way we can dehair what's right, who we are, is that we can't associate with the Goya Ratzis. People who live on the earth as part of the earth, they don't share with us the chelik of Ruchnius. They have good things in Nakash Ras Mitzvah, the Mitzvahs, Nakash Ras Mitzvah, Chakal Beria, also good and fine. But in the chelik and Nachlan that's unique to Kal Yisrael is this. And the first time we really had in history a problem with it was on Purim. We were Mitzrayim, so we didn't have a choice. We went out, we were for ourselves. We had enemies came, attacked us. We were in Eretz Yisrael, so Hummels came and they fought with us and so on and so forth. Golas Bavel was faket. He wasn't interested in assimilating the Jews. He was interested in creating avodah zarah in them, and there wasn't any assimilation. Peras was the first time when they were nana from a suda. They were equal citizens. They were part of it, and that's where it's interesting. That's where the hadgasha of Klaizel's yichud as there's something that causes is different than all other umos. And it's not the pshat a mikra. One of the problems of the mitzvahs is some of the mitzvahs create barriers. The mitzvahs that create the barriers are who we are, and it's important for chaylik to reinforce it. A person who's zayich to sit in base medrash and is dalam tzolach doesn't have the problems of the issue. Doesn't occur to him, and he might have the yitzhara for it, but he could not have the yitzhara if he wants. The avoda for people who are out. And they do have to interact. They have to interact like civilized, social, intelligent beings. And you do have to do it. The person needs to do what he needs to do. As long as the person is doing something for tachos and toelas, that's fine. That's part of the v'safta ganecha. But anything other than that is, even if the thing is innocent in itself, is begins to obliterate that nekuda of Havdalah Klal Yisrael. And Havdalah, like the Maral says, Havdalah is not just a protection for something else. Havdalah is the essence of Klal Yisrael, the place at which we have no common denominator with Umas Olam, and at a darga of Ruchnis where you don't even have a real common denominator with other people. Just there's Nevuah in Klal Yisrael. But who Nevuah, how much Nevuah? That's the hallmark of the things that don't fall under Teva are Muvdal, like he says, like that's what the Maral's point over here is in Tiferes. And it's an interesting day. On the one hand, we drink wine because it's a there's a certain in Klal Yisrael itself, the blurring that wine does to a person's day is positive. The mechitzas within Klal Yisrael are to some degree much of it is born through midas. That's positive that the wine raises it. The gather the afchana between Yisrael and Musaylam it should be sharpened on Purim because that was the time when we came into that conflict. That's the time when we sort of began to slip into the nena misudas hashachashveres, and Haman pointed it out as our vice, that we are distinct, and in the end, that was the Hatzalah. She pointed, Esther pointed to a nation that was distinct, and that's where that is our characteristics. We face danger in it, and that was our Hatzalah in the end. What?
You are called
Echad Baruch. Echad means unique.